And that is what I want to help you do to make the shift to the entrepreneur mindset. Let's first talk about the variables involved in your being successful in the business you decided to join. Before I start anything, I like to evaluate all the variable success factors. What separates why one person might be successful at something and another one not? What factor or factors determine the difference? There are four. Let's evaluate them together. One is the company and the leadership. Does the company you joined have different policies and procedures for Ivy League college graduates than for high school dropouts? Are Republicans given special incentives that Democrats aren't? Are Christians held to terms and conditions that are different from Jews? No? Well, then the company is the same for everyone, so that isn't a variable. How about the products and services? Do they ship different products into rich neighborhoods than they do poor ones? Do they offer VIP products exclusively available based on your social status, political connections, or family background? If everyone has the same products and services to work with, then that is not a differentiating variable either. Okay, then how about the compensation plan? This is where there is sure to be an inequity, right? Is there a faster ascension plan for white people versus black people? Are there special bonuses paid to men that women don't get? How about older people with families? Are they paid more than single people just out of college? No? Well, isn't that fabulous? This is truly the great equal opportunity employer. The playing field is completely level. Everyone has exactly the same variables to work with. And since the company is already successful, the product already selling, and the compensation plan already paying people an inordinate amount of money, none of those are variables at all. They are all proven. So what then is the only remaining X factor? There is only one thing that will determine your success or failure in this business. There is only one thing that will determine the level of your success in this business, and that is you. You are the X factor. And that is the point of this audio. I want to help you work on you to make the shift, obtain the entrepreneur mindset, to become the person you need to become in order to achieve the success you seek in owning your own business. A level of success so great, in fact, you might not have even dared possible for yourself before. Before we jump into the tough work of how to work on you, we need to address your core motivation for doing so. We have to address your why. Here's what I know for sure. Without a strong enough why, you will never do the how of what it takes to make the shift and to succeed in your own business. In my book, The Compound Effect, I talk about the fact that the will to do something is not enough. Willpower will fail you, as it has before most every diet, new discipline, or New Year's resolution that you've set. What you need now is why power. You need why power to make the entrepreneur shift. Here is why. The power of your why is what gets you to stick through the grueling, mundane, and laborious. All of the hows will be meaningless and seemingly insurmountable until your whys are powerful enough. Until you set your desire and motivation in place, you'll abandon any new path that you seek to a better life. If your why power, your desire, isn't great enough, if the fortitude of your commitment isn't powerful enough, you'll end up like every other person who starts a new diet or signs up for a new business opportunity and gives up too quickly and reverts back to their unfulfilling patterns of their old life. Don't let that be you. Let me give you an analogy to help bring this concept home. Imagine me putting a 10-inch wide, 30-foot long plank on the ground and saying, "If you walk the length of the plank, I'll give you $20. Would you do it? Of course, it's an easy $20. But what if I took that same plank and made a rooftop bridge between two 100-story buildings? If I still offered you the $20 for walking across the plank, would you do it now? Likely you'd say, "No way, Buster." However, imagine if your child was on the opposite building, and that building was on fire, the flames licking at their neck, and if you didn't walk across the plank to save them, they would certainly perish and die. Would you walk the length of the plank now? Without question and immediately, you'd do it, $20 or not. Now, why is it that the first time I asked you to cross that sky-high plank, you'd say no way, yet the second time, you wouldn't hesitate? The risks and the dangers were the same. What changed? Your why changed. Your reason for wanting to do it. You see, when the reason or the why is big enough, you will be willing to perform almost any how. To truly ignite your creative potential and your inner drive, you have to look beyond the motivation of monetary and material goals. It's not that those motivations are bad. In fact, they're great. I'm a connoisseur of nice things too. But material stuff can't really recruit your heart, soul, and guts into battle. That passion has to come from a deeper place. So, the first thing I want to challenge you to do is to discover your why. Why do you want to be an entrepreneur? Why do you want to earn more money? Is it to send your children to the best universities around the world? Is it to contribute to your church? Is it to buy your parents a home so they don't have to worry about their financial future? Do you want to travel? Owe no one anything? Have complete and utter financial independence and peace of mind? What are you willing to fight for, work day and night for? What are you willing to walk across that 100-story high plank for? What you are looking to unearth in yourself is your passion. In my opinion, and the opinion of many of the most successful business leaders on the planet, this is the single most important discovery you can make in yourself, the discovery of your personal passion. It will be the fuel for your entrepreneurial engine. It will breathe life into your goals, dreams, and ambitions. Let me give you an example of the type of strong feelings that I'm talking about. There's an interesting story set back in the early Christian years. First, you have to remember, it's not like it is today. The early Christian years were mean, tough, and ugly. Back then, you didn't go around saying, "I'm a Christian." They would cut off your head or throw you in jail. Unlike today, they didn't fill an entire Colosseum for a Sunday rally. In fact, back then, it was well known, if you're a Christian, you want to stay out of the Colosseum, especially on Sundays. That's where they had fun feeding Christians to the lions. Well, when things are mean, tough, and ugly, that's when you need a leader. So the story says God went out recruiting, and God picks this guy called Saul, Saul of Tarsus. Saul was a great pick. He was one incredible guy. His nickname was All Out Saul because whatever Saul was into, you were going to hear about it. Saul had an opinion. Everyone was going to know about it. Saul liked the new wine. Everyone was going to be trying it. That was All Out Saul. There was only one problem with Saul as a potential recruit. He hated Christians. He hated them so much, and he had enough credibility in the community that he could get letters of authority to go around killing Christians. Then, one time Saul heard about this new group growing in Damascus. Saul went into a fit and a rage. Saul gathered some men, got letters of authority, and went booking it for Damascus. God looks down on this and sees Saul and says, "That's my man." A lightning bolt comes from the heavens, knocking Saul off his horse, burying his head in the sand, blinding him for 3 days. Now, God has some recruiting tools we just don't have available to us, right? I would love to have someone tell me no and send a lightning bolt down on them, blinding them for 3 days. Wouldn't that be great? Well, as the story goes, Saul gets converted to Christianity. It is Saul of Tarsus that you might know now as Paul the Apostle, one of the greatest Christian leaders there ever was. There's a famous quote in the Bible from Paul that says, "The things that I once hated, I now love. The things I once loved, I now hate." The point being, no matter what he believed in, he was passionate about it. Passion, that's what you want to find in yourself and what you are looking for when you recruit others into your business. All right, now that we know it will be your why power that will power your engine, and it will be the emotional force of your passion that will fuel your engine as you drive forward, I now need to help you avoid what I call the 5 hidden landmines of entrepreneurial and network marketing business startup. So, I'm going to map out these 5 landmines and give you the mindset shift you need to make in order to navigate around them.